Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is May 8th, 2012. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me, as always, is Adam Erdman.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going well. How are you?
Doing all right. I mean, at this point, like, the weather is, like, spring shitty.
Yeah.
Where it's... Well, it's like, today it was kind of nice because, like, it got that big blast out of the way. And then it was over so that people could walk outside and I could go get lunch without getting wet. But even when I came home, it was like kind of that somebody... Did you ever have those mist bottles for like when you play soccer or something like that?
Where
it's
just
a squirt bottle with the fan on there?
Oh, definitely.
It was doing that when I was at Cub today. So it's... Like, I don't mind that kind of storm, but the torrential downpours that we keep getting are...
Yeah, like over the weekend?
Yeah.
That was troublesome.
And the fact that it's on the weekend pisses me off.
Yep. My parents' basement flooded, and that's a problem because it's my realm. But there was minimal damage to my stuff, but the carpet all needs to be taken out and...
Replaced.
Yeah. So
ugh.
So that's kind of a pain, but it's covered, so it's going to be all right.
Well, as long as you don't actually have to do it.
Yeah. It's just... moving all of my stuff out of the basement. It's like, I'm moving out to the living room. Woo!
Ooh, how fancy. But I've slept out there. It's a nice living room.
Yes, it is nice. High ceilings. I'll sleep on my red couch instead of the sectional. So, it'd be nice.
Yes.
It'll be nice.
But
for a little while.
Before we introduce our guests, we have a couple things that we need to plug. Like, you can find Buffering online at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos, you can find bonus tracks, like the mic check that we just taped, and optimistically the bonus track game that we will record thereafter, along with other stuff. And we're doing construction on it right now, but it's going to be great. Again, that's bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of our guests' names, past and present. So that's always exciting. You can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where it's basically updates about the show, photos that we take. We put those up live. You can also find us on Foursquare by coming here and checking in, now that we have the sticker, which is all fancy. You can also find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And got Stitcher, we're on it, so get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Oh, and I think that was one of the best reads we've had so far.
Well, I don't know. Mine was a little bit sketch, but I'll keep working on that one.
That was the best one through, because usually it's like Stitcher, like there's this stumble right at the end that we both did so many times. It's Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen
smart,
to radio.
Smart, but yeah. Anyway, so we have a couple of giggly guests here tonight, and you may remember them from previous episodes and such. And so we have Jack Lobb, who is joining us again. Hello, Jack.
Well, hello, Mr. Erdman.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Erdman. How are you?
I am great. It is lovely to see you this evening.
Oh, it is pleasure to be back here.
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
Yes,
good.
Pleasure.
I am glad that you take much pleasure in being here.
I do.
And of course, Katie Shea Robertson, who's pretty awesome. Hi.
There's the smitten kitten.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, kitty.
Meow.
No, okay. Let's not do that publicly.
I'm going to keep making cat sounds for the entire episode.
No, BRDA.
See, I thought that we were just going to be like switching accents all night.
Right.
Well, we could do accents all night.
We could do accents all night. Couldn't we? Delightful. Yes, quite.
I think that it'll be confusing if we don't all choose one, though. I think I'll be fairly distinguished no matter what I choose, because I'm the female, unless I decide to start doing the imitation of the male imitation of female voices.
And what I'll do is I will do a Midwestern accent.
Marvelous.
So I'm done. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
That was a really efficient and effective
Welcome
transition.
To the Frankel Studio.
Something.
No comprende, senor.
Yeah.
Okay.
No then. Drinks.
Well, then.
Avengers made $200 million in their opening weekend.
200.3.
Yes, 200.3.
I can't believe they beat Harry Potter.
Can't believe by like Potter.
By like Potter. 30 million.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
Amazing.
I mean, I thought, you know, like me going to see it like 7 times in the theater would contribute, but
just wait. I'm saying, everybody, just wait for Halloween. Everybody and their mother that's in a group of more than 4 or 5 is going to be the Avengers for Halloween.
Well, yeah.
Just wait for it. Just yeah. wait for it.
Well, the hype is kind of over at this point. I mean,
now that it's out.
Yeah.
Lots of kids. Lots of kids.
Yeah.
By then, kids will still be like.
But see, the whole thing is the gimmick as a group. The gimmick is going to be as a group.
But we're still in the generation of, like, retro.
And hipsters who want to do something more original.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to put money down on it. Invisible money. There will be a
Monopoly
lot.
Monopoly money.
Monopoly money.
Because, I mean, in our circle of friends, we always say, oh, I know what we're going to be for Halloween, and it never comes to. Like how we were almost going to be Ace of Cakes for one Halloween, where it was talked out and planned out, and people were assigned roles.
Wow.
And
that's funny.
It didn't make it to Halloween.
Shoot.
I hope our plan to be the doctors for Halloween makes it.
We can do it one night because I've already purchased my other costume.
Well, this is thinking ahead. What are you going to do?
Oh, I snagged a Luigi costume.
Oh, okay. Overalls and all.
Overalls, giant mustache, and everything.
Okay, cool. That's fun. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah, it's pretty far out there. I just saw the costume. It was on sale. I said, why not? I knew that at least one time I would want to be Luigi for Halloween, so I might as well just have the costume now.
There you go. Perfect. I think in a banana skin.
Well, Luigi's not an Avenger.
Yet.
Truth.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
In a Smash Brothers movie. Live action Smash Brothers movie
plus Hulk Smash
plus Hulk.
Hulk Smash Brothers. That's the movie title.
Oh my god! Perfect.
Wow, I would love to play Super Hulk Brothers. Right. It would just be Mario levels with the Hulk
in it. Well, there was
instead
the
of Mario.
There was the Avengers game for Xbox 360. And, I mean, playing the Hulk in that was, you just run around and you jump, and that's all you do, and you just jump and you land on stuff.
That sounds pretty similar, but I'm just imagining, like, not just jumping and landing on things, but punching things. Hulk basically running
Hulk
through
riding
the
Yoshi.
Level.
And then just drawing it as, I see.
Hulk jumps on Yoshi, tries to do the Mario punch to make his tongue go out, and just smashes Yoshi into the ground, completely obliterating him.
Oh, no.
Faster!
Hulk, sorry!
See, that seems like it would be like a one-level Flash game online would be taking the first level of Mario and just making it the Hulk, and all it just flies right through everything.
That's
everything,
all I would need.
Can't fit down the pipes.
Yeah, perfect.
And you get bonus points for destroying every single block and smashing all of it.
Punches Bowser in the face and
just one shot. Just
game over.
Yep.
Right.
They like make a big deal out of it, like boss level, and then you just thunk.
Done.
Yep.
So other than the Avengers release, there hasn't been a lot of news recently. But one thing I wanted to talk about because I think it's funny is the Dish Network chairman is pissed off at the fact that Mad Men is available on Netflix.
Why?
Because based on the audience that has since picked up AMC and the interest in Mad Men and programming like that, AMC has a better bargaining chip with broadcasters like Dish, so it's driving up the price, and they're in negotiations because they can't reach an agreement because of the popularity that's built around it based on its availability through Netflix.
Wow. So basically he's pissed off because people are realizing how awesome AMC's programming really is.
Yes. based on the fact that it's an immediately available catalog, people can immediately jump back to another episode and get into it very easily. Whereas if something, you know, if a series was going, yes, there will be some success behind it, but you'd have to wait for a long time for the release, and you'd actually have to buy each of the seasons, so people wouldn't really pay too much attention to it. There'd be like the spurts of, hey, you should go buy this.
Yeah.
But not the, you know, arms around it kind of thing. But with Netflix, how common those subscriptions are, it was really easy to have people just go to town on that.
Huh.
So I just wanted, it's just news because they're complaining because audiences are actually starting to notice new material that's good.
Yeah.
Right after the Avengers, I had a conversation with Kevin about how we were pissed about the amount of remakes and sequels rearing their heads.
Yeah.
Because you can only take so many sequels and all that stuff. And like he didn't know that Spider-Man was being remade. Well, not remade, but rebooted.
Yeah, rebooted. Yeah.
But it's just like the so immediate. It's I remember going to see Spider-Man, yeah. Tobey Maguire, 2005 theaters
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Original Spider-Man actually came out 01, I think, or 02, because they had the controversial trailer where he had suspended a helicopter between the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So. Okay.
I'm thinking of the sequel that came out in 05, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. Could be. I don't know. But yeah, it's just like that reboot's already coming about, and then...
Iron Man 3 in the works?
Iron Man 3 in the works.
Oh, most definitely.
They're probably going to remake Little Shop of Horrors.
That would actually be interesting.
That'd be fun.
Because it is Joseph Gordon-Levitt who's going to be in it. But at the same time, the fact that it's being remade instead of maybe coming up with something new but still maybe kind of similar in terms of, you know, a downtrodden music. Like, if they... Bad example, because I don't really like this musical, but if they did, like, a movie version of You're in Town, you know, a newer comedy, tragedy...
Whatever.
Or like, In the Heights or something? Or...
Like, that would be cool, but instead of just remaking a movie that was directed by Frank Oz...
Last 5 years. Oh man, that would be awesome.
At the same time, I don't think I don't know. I mean, I could see there being like a bunch of critics either way, whether they're just like they're just ripping off this.
Right.
Or
what pisses me off the most is when they're re-releasing things on 3D, not doing anything but simply putting in 3D
Titanic.
Format. Titanic.
Oh yeah.
Now, let's take the most popular movies and just put them in 3D. There's another how many millions of dollars
in line
in your pocket. It's
and like, I'm really happy that I hate 3D because
it's just it's such an expensive, annoying gimmick in my opinion.
Which I mean, people did say that about Blu-ray and HD and all of that. How there's just kind of an annoying gimmick and everyone could stand just watching normal. But now it's you can watch standard def and you're like, wow, this kind of sucks.
Right, but they did the 3D before. You know, they didn't do...
Right,
and it died out for a reason. It's just, in my opinion,
it's a bit hokey.
Yeah. So it's like, and half the time, you don't... I mean, within 10 minutes of the movie, you just don't even realize it anymore.
It's almost like there could be a little flash in the corner saying, time to put on the 3D glasses for the next gimmick that's going to come at you for a second, and then you can take them off.
Right, exactly. Right. So I'm not a big... That's my biggest beef, is when they just bring back the movies that simply were successful. Don't do anything, but just put them in 3D. So.
I did enjoy seeing Star Wars Episode I, though, in 3D. Don't give me that.
I
was just so excited to see it in theaters again.
You weren't 5 years old.
Yeah. No, I was older than that. Come on.
From a from the perspective of the kind of the battle between film and TV that's been ongoing since TV came around, it is kind of interesting to see that movies and film have kind of this advantage over TV because it's much easier for film to do 3D in their theaters than it is for people to watch 3D movies at home, because you got to have the 3D TV, and that still requires
stupid goggles.
Wearing goggles. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of which you have to charge.
Right.
Who wants to wear goggles just to watch TV?
Those who already have glasses. It's just like, what the... I can imagine the frustration.
Go see live theater. Done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That reminds me of a webcomic that I saw online where it's this grandpa and he's taking his kid to a show. And the kid's like, I don't want to go to see a play. And the grandpa's like, we're not going to see a play. We're going to see a movie in 3D.
I've seen that webcomic.
Yeah. And so they get to the theater and the last shot is just a picture of the kid. And he's in the red and cyan 3D glasses. And he's going, this is awesome. And it's like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah. It's pretty fantastic. So. Mm.
Yeah. Well, which one was that? Was that
It might have been that one. Maybe Toothpaste for Dinner? I don't know. No, I don't think it was Toothpaste for Dinner.
Who knows?
No. No, that's something completely different.
But 3D.
Yeah.
3D. Sucks.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're going to... If we're ever going to get one aspect of 3D back that I want, and that would be... Mystery Mine Rides, but in movie theaters. I know there are some out there.
The ones where the seats move?
Yeah. Ooh. But I'm wondering if there will become a standardization of that. Like, not just a feature, but it's almost like, you know, like every theater will have at least one. Mm-hmm. Almost like an IMAX at this point.
It'd be something that I could see, like, zoos or something picking up. You know how they were kind of the big ones to have the IMAX before a lot of the theaters did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because they have, like, the specialized things, and it's mostly for kids, and kids are the ones who are really going to enjoy that the most. Just as a broad audience, we're children at heart,
yeah,
so we enjoy
it. Yeah, I'm a big kid.
Yes. Yes, of course, there will always be big kids and everything, but, yeah, I mean, I just know so much of my family, just like the adults, always hated going to that. I was like, can we please go to the Mystery Mine Ride? And they would suck it up and go because they knew I wanted to so bad, but they'd get such bad motion sickness from it.
Whoa, I suppose.
Always hit and miss.
Man, I want drive-ins to come back.
There is the one, you know, way out on the edge of the world.
Too. I really want to go to one.
What?
The one out on the edge of the world, the, right outside of Woodbury almost.
Is it Valley High?
Yeah.
There's one in Cottage Grove, I think.
There are a couple around. The closest is like.
They're trying to tear that one down though to make a Walmart.
No.
I know.
All that's the what things. Saying.
I know. I'm just like, God. Drive-ins are so much fun because they're such free. I don't know. I love drive-ins.
Yeah.
That's just a side note.
I want to go to one.
They're fun.
I permanently dented the roof of my Buick Century at a drive-in.
You had a Buick Century?
Because what we did is instead of facing the screen, we back toward it so that we could pop open the trunk because the trunk of a Buick Century can hold 8 people.
Yeah, I had a Buick Century too.
Because, you know, we're theater kids and that's what we do is figure out how many people can fit in a trunk just for fun.
Or just like in any space, really, honestly. Really.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be crammed in together. Yep. So we turned
that...
If
we're not touching...
Naked.
We turned that into a couch. And then we had 2 people sitting on the roof. And so after a while, like, you'd have like... Dunk. Like, it really starts to dip in.
Whoops.
So we had to sit on the corners, and it was
get
really
uncomfortable.
Get the
fatties off the roof.
It was me.
She rests her case.
I feel like that's the best Emily impression that I'll ever do.
It was me. That's an easy one, too. I hope we get so much of that on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But at this point, I'm wondering, they've already released lots of specs on the 4x HD cameras. So I'm wondering how far we are from that being standard as well.
I don't know. There were two Asian companies that combined forces. I think it was like NHK and maybe Panasonic or Samsung or somebody, Toshiba.
Somebody.
One of those with like three syllables. But they combined forces and made a TV that's like 100 and... Hey, this is cool. This Sorry. Is cool, and you should be listening to this.
But we're just laughing at stuff that the listeners won't understand since they can't see us, which makes it funny.
But
okay, three syllables. I'm sorry, go ahead.
134-inch.
I heard about that.
It's like, I don't know how many times HD, but they did a camera shot of just one part of the picture, and it was like crystal clear. You were looking at, I think it was a scene of Tokyo, and then they zoomed out and it was like an entire cityscape, and you're just like, oh, it kind of hurts your brain a little
so
bit.
Not something
it's
you
so
want to see
cool.
Joan Rivers on.
Right. Right.
If so I imagine
you don't want to watch ugly things.
Was that just standard footage
the view
or
is just off.
It was, I mean, it had to have been shot at that.
Because that's what I'm wondering, because imagine how
definition.
Crappy standard definition would be on that
yeah,
if that's how it was.
I mean, they're mostly just doing it as a
spectacle
a gimmick. And spectacle. Be like, hey, look what we can do. And soon we'll be able to make this for you as long as everyone else starts making content in 10x HD or something like
and
that.
And then it'll be Fahrenheit 451. That's the one.
Yeah. Yep.
What about it?
That was a movie where and book where they both.
How do you feel about that, Linda?
it's the where they had the room that was just all screens.
Oh, yep. Got it. Got the reference.
Whatever
now.
They called it, yeah. Okay. Giant walls of TV, you know. Mm-hmm.
Like in The Dark
Exercise
Knight?
Exercise time.
A little less bat cave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A little more man cave, maybe.
Ooh, man cave. I want one of those.
And I had a point, and now I don't remember what it was.
Just build your man
duty.
Cave in a bear cave. Why did you say duty?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just seemed appropriate.
It was your duty to say duty.
Duty.
Duty, duty, duty.
I'm not going to say.
Almost. Almost. But it's at this point we're just rapidly flying through the qualities
meow.
Out there to the point where I'm wondering if it's even worth it to invest long term in any sort of entertainment, because soon there'll be, you know, the upgrade to Blu-rays so that everything will just take that next leap. And then again.
Yeah, that reminds me of the
4-year turnaround probably.
Is it a Best Buy commercial that was on that, like, they buy a TV and they're installing it in their house, like, bringing in the box, and then they see this truck that has, like, the 3D, like,
the 3D.
Coming soon, 3D TV, and they're just looking at it like, are you serious? And the little girl comes running in, you bought the wrong TV! Like,
no, it's so the neighbors just got
yeah.
it.
How can you financially keep up with that? That's
exactly.
the question.
It's keeping up with the Joneses.
Like, for everybody,
situation.
Yeah, for everybody else
to.
That doesn't
they
make
have
a
shite
ton of money.
That's why yeah. we're in the toilet right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody wants that.
The brand new yeah. shit all the time, and it comes out every friggin' month. It's like, come on, people.
New
just
iPhone.
Simmer down. Simmer down.
Well, it's progress, but...
But to an extent, it's just excess.
It's progress excess on fast process. Forward in one very concentrated market.
Right.
Yeah, where...
Well...
It's a progress with
the frustrating.
Saving the earth and shit.
This one has 2 more pixels than the one before.
That's
holy
the frustrating
shit.
Part is you know that
and
they can do so much more, but they just more. Release with, like, slight change. Another slight change.
This battery
new
will
model.
Last 5 extra minutes.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Oh, my God. I have
God,
it.
If only Mac products.
I'm ordering 3 right now.
Right now. Oh, God, but my battery's going to die in my own thing I have right now. It's not going to work.
My MacBook is, like, such an energy sap. I get so mad. I can sit there for like an hour with it, and then it'll be like, I'm in the red. And I'm like, oh no.
How old is it?
Not old. I got it last year.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't Houdini. Leave it plugged in, and I don't leave it on. I turn it off, and I unplug it if it's all charged and everything.
My Asus is fantastic.
My Asus is so much
because
better.
I've had it almost a year now. And I can, meow. And it'll run Skyrim with like 10 different HD mods added to it.
Plus, you can play solitaire
beautifully. Yeah, at the same time. And but
in
then
Skyrim,
you can unplug solitaire. It, put it on low power mode, and it'll stay good for hours and hours.
Yeah,
more than I really need.
If I use the energy saving mode, but it's like,
I want to see good things.
I want my screen to be brighter so I know what's going on.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Mine's silver and pretty.
1 hour is underselling it, but it just seems so short. Like,
yeah.
So frustrating. I'm going to bring it to Joel and be like, make this work better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When my battery gets old, I get a free replacement. Can you replace the battery in your MacBook?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
For free?
No.
No. No.
I think it's still no.
Well, I mean, I could, but that's because I don't have one.
Right.
Touche.
Invisible.
I know.
MacBook.
I'm seriously, like, I regret not getting a PC in some ways, but in other ways, I really
Macs
like.
Are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like my Mac because
games.
I have my brother's Asus.
If you're a PC gamer, then yes, you go with PC. But if you're not so much, it's optional.
I mean, that's what we're recording on right now, right there.
Oh yeah, baby. You like it? You jelly?
I'm jelly.
You jelly?
Why yes. I do believe I am jelly.
I love jelly.
I'm peanut butter.
But only
then.
In the in the figurative sense.
I'm preserves.
Yay!
I'm marmalade.
You can be the bread, Dan.
Ew.
Nobody likes me.
Let me just caress you softly with these preservatives.
Let me stir you up real good, baby. You like that? Okay, I'm sorry.
I want to be Nutella.
Ooh, hazelnutty goodness.
Yep.
Chocolatey. I'll eat your hazelnuts any day.
Never really got into Nutella.
I'm chocolatey. Oh, I did. In a big way.
I am a banana.
I just watched that recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in so long.
I don't know.
My spoon is too big.
It really was the I am a banana is like, oh my God, I have to watch this again.
It's so funny. I am a banana.
I am a banana.
My spoon is
wow, that was perfect.
Too big.
I know, I was impressed.
My
like,
spoon is too big.
Wow, that was impressive.
My anus is bleeding. My anus is bleeding. Oh God,
dear,
that was good.
God.
Tuesday's coming. Did you bring your coat?
I'm fat and sassy.
I live in a giant bucket.
My anus is bleeding! Oh, I've started just such an off-track monster.
I'm a consumer whore. And how?
And now, that's angry like ticks fly out of my nipples.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. I forgot about the angry ticks and the nipples.
I did too.
I didn't.
Well, then there are the more so silent ones, like the silly hats only one.
Oh, I love that one so
much. One of my favorites. And then there's the one where the UFO flies down and steals the guy's eyes.
Yes.
It just like makes absolutely no sense. Like, yep, I get what he's going for.
That was my friend Scott's profile picture for the longest time. Was just the silly hats only. Or no, he did it in real life. He had like it basically looked like a hula skirt only wavy on his head, and he had this sign, and he's like, which I know for you listeners at home, I made a weird face,
a sound that would, or a face that would go with,
and his sign said, and there was just a sign in the background that was just like staked down, and it said silly hats only.
Perfect.
It was so good. He's so brilliant.
Don Hertzfeld.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know what time it is? A good time to play Movie Bluff.
Quite.
Yeah.
Extermination.
Yep.
Yes.
Dalek edition.
And the one thing that we have to remember, and it's the one thing that we keep screwing up on, is that it's last man standing.
or woman.
Last participant standing.
There's a V here.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Last, no, it's
last participant participating.
Yes.
Ooh,
because every
redundancy.
Like over the last two episodes, there would be times where somebody would just like, oh, hey, I got you. My point. Let's move on. It's like, yes, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do that. But it's...
What?
We did that a couple times.
Last week?
And the week before.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, we have to be conscious of it, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
55.
Shiggity schwab?
55.
Okay. So I have...
Girlfriend's age?
55.
I have a simple one to start with. And I know it's simple, and I'm confident in it.
Okay.
Because who knows? And maybe Katie, it does go to you first.
Okay. Goes to you, your number Schwam.
Schwam?
I'm number two.
Okay, okay.
Adam is two and a half.
I can count.
You're 14 team.
All the way.
Tush 55.
See, this is the internet junk that I never got into.
Okay. You see what the internet is doing to our society.
It's making us sound really, really stupid.
Better friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to start out with.
Schwab? Just say it, Dan.
Austin Powers cast.
Yes!
Just the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay. Mike Myers also cast.
Who else is in the first one?
Oh, shit. The first one.
The Spy Who Shagged Me, I believe it is.
No.
That was the second
Austin
one.
Powers.
Oh,
it's just
Austin Powers.
International Man of Mystery.
Right, that one.
For cast.
Yes.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
There are two pretty obvious ones.
Seth Green. Wait. Yes. Yeah. Because he was Scott. Am I messing up his name?
We're all just trying to be like, we want to help.
Damn it. Oh, come
but
on.
We're trying to win at the same time.
Fuck, what's his name? Ah! Is it? Oh my god, come on. He does all.
Sometimes.
You just gotta go with your gut. Cough. Cough. No, don't. God damn it.
Seth Green? Okay. I'm going to go with that. Seth Green. Let's keep going with the cast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, wait. Wait. Can I go back on that?
Nope.
Damn.
You locked it in.
By saying it, you lock it in.
Shit. I always forget how this guy goes until I fuck it up.
Consoling pat on the knee.
You're bluffing.
Oh, someone's throat just do something weird?
Yeah, my throat just made some bubbles, and thanks to the condenser mic, you can hear it. I was just like, I couldn't move away quickly enough. I was like,
gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
It's a very low vibration.
Damn it all.
To give you some extra time to think about your answer.
So, yes, I have put you on the spot.
Cast number.
Can you remember?
Man, oh man. See, I that's the thing is, I loved the second one. And
I did too.
I could name a bunch more from the second one, but not the first one. Damn it.
I'm sure it was.
And that sucks because Mike Myers plays multiple characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the catches.
Times?
It's like, damn it. Fat bastard? No. Dr. Evil? No.
And still, it's just the first one before a lot of the cameos really started popping up.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. I got nothing. Vanessa Hudgens.
What? Okay. So Jack's out this round.
I don't think she was even. Born
I know.
Yet.
I know. Yeah. Just
so Jack's out this round. So,
but it was Vanessa. She's a femport.
Was her mother in that movie? Maybe she was pregnant.
So does that put you on the jumping off point for it?
I believe.
Wait, we're doing.
Now you're eliminated for this point.
Yeah, you're eliminated for this point.
So we're determining
exterminated.
That's right.
Oh well, why don't you just name what he asked you to
Jack
name?
Jack abused me.
Meow. Oh, name a cast member. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah, she was the chick.
Yeah,
she was Vanessa.
And I'm going to say movie.
Ooh. This is going to be hit or miss, but I'm going to say EdTV, but I'm also going to say movie.
Who is the actress?
Elizabeth Hurley, the chick from Austin Powers 1.
Yeah.
And other things.
She was in... Oh, there's this one that I'm thinking of.
I think I know which one you're thinking of.
Me too.
Because I was thinking of one.
Is it the
I
one don't. Where she wants a baby really bad?
Nope.
No. You're thinking of two.
That's an overwhelming no.
Shit. Oh, no. That was Heather Graham. Silly me.
Who is a smoking hottie?
Oh, yeah. Hangover. I'm just going to say that you're bluffing even though you're not because I've got nothing.
Okay, now I actually have to think of the name of this movie.
Haha. I may stand yet.
Something wrong with your legs?
What?
She said I may stand yet. Like, what's wrong with your legs?
God, it's it has Brendan Fraser in it.
Yep, that's the one I was thinking of, actually.
And it starts with a B.
What does
yep.
your face bone? Look like?
No.
Monkey bone. Oh my gosh.
No, but Chris Kattan was in that.
Yep.
Oh God. Okay, I'm going to guess. I'm going to just go for it and say that it was called Bedazzled? What the fuck was it called?
The jeans?
There is a Bedazzled one.
Let me consult.
But I don't know if she was in that.
Because that's the one that I was thinking of, too.
It starts with a B, and it has some Z's in it,
totally,
and that's all I remember.
It's totally Bedazzled.
That's the one that I sent it to you on.
Yeah. She had awesome cleavage on the cover of that.
She did. She had awesome cleavage just in that. Even though that was
Bedazzled,
Yep.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Cool. Bedazzled by her bazongas.
Bazongas.
Bazinga.
I am in a room full of men.
I was just referencing Boobs. Big Bang Theory.
Boobs.
No, I didn't say anything except my excitement
Bazinga.
For the fact that I got the answer right.
Purr.
So, so that means Katie's out for trying to call my bluff, and I successfully got it.
So now it's just down to you and me.
Yes. And here's my question now.
The ambiguous gay duo.
Since I had put movie to her and she said shenanigans and I got it, is Bedazzled the next movie?
Well, it doesn't have to continue the stream.
Oh, okay.
So maybe the best thing when we are in situations like this would be to give that person an option, the survivor, of continuing the current stream or starting a new one.
But if it's the same point, then shouldn't you stay on the same stream?
I would say so. Treating it almost like build a title.
Yeah.
Same point, same stream. Yeah. Okay.
So, for example, this would be Bedazzled, and I'd probably say cast.
And I'd say Brendan Fraser, movie.
Blast from the Past, cast.
Go with Encino.
Say that two, five times fast.
Blast from the cast. Cast.
Yeah.
No.
Blast from the past.
I already
cast.
Screwed
Blast
up.
From the past. Fast.
Ah, damn. I found a hard one.
Okay. Anyway.
That's what she said.
So
you're welcome.
Giggle little finger.
There we go.
Low five.
Okay. Kids at home.
It's the lesser.
It was a low five.
Yes. But I made strenuous noises to make sure that people knew that I was trying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Can you name who it was? Because I think you're bluffing.
Well, there's Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, there was. She was in that. Ah!
Yeah. And Christopher Walken was in that.
Holy crap.
He was the dad who loved warm Dr. Pepper.
Holy crap.
No, Blast from the Past.
You totally rocked me. Point to you.
Yay! Yay, Dan!
Man, I remember that. I just couldn't think of who the chick was. Alicia Silverstone. Man.
Yeah, the only reason why I was able to come up with that so quickly was because of that story about her feeding her baby like a bird. Yeah,
gross.
That's what she does. Choo, choo, choo. Gross. Spit, spit, spit. Baby's fed.
Blame your girlfriend. She's the one texting.
Weird.
It says that, it's because I was on a video and now it's stuck on media volume because my phone is a BF. All the bad words that start with letters.
It's a boyfriend?
Yeah, it's a boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend. My phone is my boyfriend.
Are you an annoying thing that makes a lot of noise, Adam?
I feel sad.
Meow. You know what? You
my feelings.
No. When you got that new phone, you blatantly replaced
your BF's
me.
About to be effed in the B.
And that I had competition.
Hey, I got the first point.
You did. So,
good job, Dan.
Yeah, so, Jack, you were out first, so we'll start with you.
Yeah,
I know
we'll just do it that way.
Awesome.
Meow.
And it'll go towards Katie. So start with a movie actor or actress.
Okay.
And we usually softball the first few to get it rolling. By the way,
one of those actors that you just can't tell—is it all ambiguous?
All right, I'm gonna go with an easy squeezy lemon peasy one. Go with Nathan Fillion. I'm going to go...
You got to say movie.
Yeah, say movie.
Okay, movie will be...
No. It's...
Oh, movie.
You just have to say Nathan Fillion.
Movie. Nathan Fillion movie.
I don't know who that is.
You do, but you... Okay.
You know.
I can't picture. Shit, no, I'm bad at names.
Can I just do a movie then?
No, you can... I will be like...
No, I don't want this to end that quickly.
Too late.
Trying to think of...
That's what
you said. To mention him without mentioning him.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
There really isn't one. Oh, he was totally in blank and blank and blank and blank and blank.
Exactly.
Giving you the answers.
So, you're bluffing, but you're not. So tell me a movie and then move on with the round.
Well, if we say, like,
no, it's,
TV
it's,
shows
it's,
season.
We can
no. TV shows count on this game.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
TV shows are
so
fair
you'll
game.
Just have to...
All right, well, my favorite, which I've been watching recently, Firefly.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Serenity?
Oh.
Castle?
Dr. Horrible sing-along blog?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Hammer, or Captain Hammer?
Captain Hammer, yep.
Oh.
That guy.
Yeah.
Castle?
I wouldn't know what else he was in.
Well, we just went through the repertoire.
Yeah, I do like it. Okay, so do I start again?
We're watching Firefly.
No, it goes to me, but you have to... So, Firefly...
Okay.
Cast or movie, where I'd have to name another Nathan Fillion movie or TV show.
Oh, we already went through them all. So, let's
most
go
of them.
Firefly cast.
Well, I haven't seen that either, so I'm just going to pass to Adam so that you have to name it.
Maybe Dan and I should just watch Firefly together if you're going to be
Because I'm not calling your bluff because I assume that you know.
Okay.
So I just, you know, relinquish.
I was like, damn it.
Okay. So it's just down to you and me now.
Yeah.
And you have to answer what Firefly cast.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nathan Fillion cast.
He was already.
Okay, I can't use him. Okay. Marina Baccarin cast.
Jewel State.
Okay.
Cast.
Yeah.
What's you want to do cast again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna have to be a stenographer and look these things up.
What's his name? Oh boy. Oh, duh. Christina Hendricks cast.
Oh, is it Adam Baldwin? Movie.
Castle cast.
Wait, can I say Nathan Fillion again?
No.
Damn.
Cast. I already locked it in. Yeah.
Yep.
Challenge.
I was gonna give you the option.
Challenge.
You're gonna challenge?
Yeah.
Okay.
currently going through the list to see what answers are available to see if there's any hope.
Oh, what's her name?
I may win this.
Oh.
Damn it. I believe that is her name.
That'd be an interesting name.
Yeah. It'd be very confusing as a child.
Oh, there are two.
Oh my god.
Well, I don't say it yet.
Surprising name?
No, it's there are a lot of like two episode appearance actors. It's like I had no idea this person. I'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure her name is Catherine Bates.
Okay, while I look it up, I'm going to make the note, since that's your answer, that there is a Waylon on the show, and that's awesome.
Cool.
Okay, so what was your answer again?
Catherine Bates. Movie.
There's usually a Robertson.
No, he didn't he call your bluff?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Catherine Bates.
Catherine Bates. And
Terminal.
I hope I got her name right.
I didn't find one yet.
Yeah!
She should be near the top of the list.
Come on,
hold on.
Point for Jacko.
Point for Jacko.
Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
No, I'm already to the 2-episode list. And
okay.
Bam.
Can you read off the top? Just because I'm curious.
Nathan
now.
Fillion, Stana Katic, Molly Quinn, John Huertas, Seamus Deaver,
Huertas,
Susan Sullivan,
Deaver,
Tamala Jones.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's far enough.
Tamala Jones.
Shoot. I was thinking of someone else's name altogether. Yes. So
I won the Firefly round.
Yeah.
My boss would be very happy with me.
Good job. Good job.
Way to go, Jack. Good
show. So, Jack, you have a point. I have a point.
Delightful.
Katie, you get to start since you're the first one out, and it goes towards Jack.
Hooray. Okay. Let's start with a good one.
The showdown.
Where
we softballed as well as we can.
I am going to say Ellen Page movie.
There are options.
There are
plenty.
Oh,
of options.
Yeah. She's pretty foxy.
She's cute.
Movie, you said?
Yes.
Obviously.
Ellen Page cast.
I'm going to go with X-Men 3, The Last Stand. Cast. Let's make it interesting. Let's make it fun.
Okay. X-Men 3. Oh. All right.
Let's see where we go with this.
Yeah, this could be interesting.
Because I have one that I would like to do.
Talking about the Beast? Yeah, I knew it.
Oh. Well, that's not the road I'm going to go.
Yeah, that one, I feel like...
That would have been fun, though.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart. Movie. Sir Patrick Stewart. Excuse me.
Pardon.
Yeah.
Monsieur.
Pardon me, sir.
Monsieur.
I will say... Star Trek The Next Generation cast.
I knew you were going to go there.
I could do this all day.
Well, I'm hoping that TNG, it leaps out of baby. It quickly.
Oof.
Don't fuck it up.
All day.
I'm going to, because I don't know any other names.
Oh, come on. He did the Reading Rainbow.
Oh!
You just totally...
What is this nerd?
Well, then again, you might be putting yourself in a trap anyway.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh, wait, no, because if he does, then I'd be like, yo.
See, but
oh,
I have
gosh.
My really nice,
take
obvious one.
It's in a
Zach
book.
Is going to be so mad at me if I don't remember his name.
There were Star Trek movies with that.
Oh. Damn it.
Stop
playing Doug in my ears.
Yeah, now that we have headphones, it's definitely bad when people start singing into the microphone, because then you just can't hear anything except for that sound.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, now we all understand your pain.
Sorry. That'd be my bad.
I can't think of his name, and I cannot think of any other names of people on the cast.
I can help.
No.
No, I can't.
No, that's not possible.
I know lots.
Please bluff, because I have a really great route for this.
I'm channeling them to you now.
I got nothing.
I'll
bluff.
Must be some lead in the walls or something.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Fucker.
You were trying to think of LeVar Burton.
Yes, yeah. I was.
I love Whoopi Goldberg.
You also could have said Jonathan Frakes, Michael Dorn, Marina Sirtis.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm a nerd.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Along with Whoopi Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah, you could have said Will Wheaton.
Yeah. But I said, so I'm going to go with Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm going to go with movie.
You could have said Stephen Hawking.
Does that go to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He played himself in one episode.
Whoopi Goldberg movie. I got to think of one where I would know more than just Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, then there's always the route of just going through Whoopi Goldberg movies.
I'm so mad at mom.
True. True, very true. Yeah, we'll go with Sister Act movie.
Sister Act 2 movie.
Rat Race cast.
Oh yes,
I had this planned out.
Oh yes,
I knew it would work.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh shit! If I say, does Mr. Bean count?
No, that is not his name.
That's a character,
man.
But there are so many other options.
Sonic, I know. But all I can think of is today's like weaning. That's all I can think. And then the awesome
cocktail
side
doggies.
Was it cocktail puppies?
No, it's cocktail doggies.
I thought it was puppies.
No, oh no, I know what you're thinking. Ernesto is a girl's name.
Yeah.
Look
oh,
at
I
this
know.
Room.
Okay,
have you seen this room?
John Cleese, I believe, is in that movie. Mm-hmm. Movies.
Hey, all right.
Sorry. There's a lot of agreement all of a sudden because we were excited.
I know. I was like, all right. In case validated. I wasn't sure, that's there.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
John Cleese.
Cast.
Yeah. Yeah, let's open it up. Good choice.
Maggie Smith, movie.
Ooh. Maggie Smith. Who's Maggie Smith?
McGonagall.
She's a dame.
Yeah.
Is she McGonagall?
McGonagall.
Yep.
McGonagall. Downton Abbey. She's in that. I know she is. Movie. Let's keep going with that lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were right. You were right. And you're probably good that you said movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. I watched like the first 15 minutes of Downton Abbey and I was like, if I was in a movie theater, I would probably have the patience for this, but no.
The guy who was in Stardust was in the first episode.
I like Stardust.
Yeah. Sorry, but Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Please,
okay.
Please say you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Dare you to bluff me. Dare you to bluff me. Which obviously means,
Come on. Say it.
Do it. Say it.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
No.
Yay.
Lame.
Dumbass.
Cast.
Oh!
Okay, so we'll double
keep
dip
going.
Then.
You can't do Maggie Smith again. Damn it.
You're just bringing.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking Hook.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I got real excited.
She was
wow. Yeah. Hello. Aww,
she was Wendy. Dear.
The children. Dear. The children were screaming. No, that's not her.
No, that was
request that you never
Margaret.
Go. Yeah, that was Margaret. The children were screaming. Sorry.
I haven't seen that in so long.
It's so good.
Can we watch Hook?
We have to watch Firefly first.
No,
okay,
I'm not watching
so.
All of Firefly before I watch Hook.
No,
there's only 16 episodes.
But
14.
Hook is a movie.
14 episodes.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm trying to think of which one it is that has. Wait. Chamber of Secrets was
two.
With a basilisk.
Yeah, I keep thinking of everything that goes with three instead of two, so that doesn't work. So I will just go with Daniel Radcliffe movie.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
So that opens up a slew of Harry Potter movies. I'm trying to think of the most recent one he did, though. I can't remember what it's called. It was a horror movie.
I actually know this one, and that's why I picked that, so that I had a easy fallback.
Shoot. I wish I knew that off the top of my head.
But you're also totally screwing over Jack.
How many options does he have?
Well, no, if he did... Okay, yes.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2! Oh my gosh!
Actually, we're watching that before Firefly, because the fact that you haven't seen the last two Harry Potter movies
I'm gonna go with cast.
All right. I'm gonna say Emma Watson...
Hardy.
Totally. She models for Burberry.
Bangarang.
She's so classy.
Movie.
Love her.
God, we're stuck in the Harry Potter trap.
Oh, I'm so sad it. I'm Why not didn't in this go- Oh, fuck. Okay.
Rat Race and Harry Potter.
Fine. Oh, shit. I can't remember. Oh, never mind. Got it. But that doesn't matter right now. I will say... Goblet of Fire cast.
Shit. Oh, there we go. Yep. Robert Pattinson.
Yep. You bastard.
Cedric Diggory.
And then...
I'm going to go with movie. That's the only Harry Potter one he's in, I think. Cedric Diggory, I think that's the only
dies.
One.
He dies.
Yeah, because he dies.
I know that he dies, but I think he might have been in the one right before that, just like as the prefect.
Anyway.
He's got psst.
Anyway.
He can still answer.
Much as I hate to say it. Twilight, the first one. And cast.
That girl that doesn't have emotions.
The emotionless girl. I think her proper name is Android 001.
I can picture her in her blankness.
See, bitch.
In her undies?
No.
Oh.
But that's okay. She's always creepy pale.
Like me.
No, creepy pale.
I'm creepy pale.
You're not creepy pale.
I feel really dumb for not knowing her name. At the same time, I feel really happy for not knowing her name.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, my friend.
A curse I do not share.
There's actually one movie.
A blessing I do not share.
But she played a small role.
Incorrect.
I'm trying to think of anyone else who was in somehow... I don't know.
There was no one who was good in that movie.
In Twilight.
No one. Shush. Do not raise your finger.
Okay, I can't think of her
name. I just thought of another one that you could say.
Mm. Mm.
Who was in another movie that would provide us with an out.
Yeah, well, I don't know it, so I'm just going to bluff you.
Right.
What's her name?
Dude, he knows it.
But can I put it together in my brain...
That's the thing. It's
does he not know it? Do you not actually know it off the top of your head?
Oh, motherfucker!
That is not her name.
Correct!
She is a motherfucker, but not her name.
Wait. I think I just thought of the wrong name. I just convinced myself he was right.
He's not going to get it. Just let me answer it and let me win the round.
Damn it! I was right!
He's going to list the other one.
There's I want to figure out the other one.
I know who you're thinking of. Actually, there are like three names there that I could think of.
Boy.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Wasn't Heath Ledger in those?
Don't know.
Sorry, I think he's dead. Oops.
We broke it.
Oh, that guy.
I think your BF's effed in the B.
I might still be in this. I might still be in this.
BF's about to be effed in the B.
What a coincidence that you would think of that. Why can't I think of her name?
You're so boned.
This makes me feel bad. I don't want to be in this state anymore of having to think of things that I can't quite think of. So
you had 15, 20 seconds in you?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Kristen. She had Kristen.
Give you 5 more seconds.
Kristen.
Final answer.
Kristen. What's her stupid last name?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is
Kristen stupid last name. That's my answer.
You were so close.
I know. Wait, do I answer it now and win the round?
No, since I called his bluff and he didn't get it.
Ah, shit. Are you serious now? You get the point?
He's out. No, it's last man standing, so it's us.
Okay. They're very close. So can we just say it? Because we're starting a new round, right?
No, it's still going.
But you can't, because you already...
I know. That's why I'm just going to say the name that I thought of before that I confirmed.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart.
Yep.
Pidhead.
That's what I was like. I thought you were actually going to say
worst actress in the world.
It wasn't that far off, really.
Also,
that's why it's like stupid.
Taylor Lautner,
like, I was worried.
I know.
We don't know what he's going to say yet.
True.
Well, you can't really.
I can't say cast.
You can't
because,
say cast.
Because I just looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with this is I'm trying to think of something. Oh well.
She's been
okay. Well, I can say movie and be confident enough
for Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Because we can keep going with Twilight movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can think of the
names,
Twilight, Breaking Dawn. Pretty sure that's one of them. So I'm going to go with cast. No, shit. I said it. Fuck.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, and there's the round.
And there's the giveaway anyway, so.
Yeah, because I was going to say Taylor Lautner.
Oh, that's right. That was his name. Wait, why are you saying these things right now?
Because she, you know, was talking about it. And, you know, he's topless guy.
Yeah.
So okay. I would have known him anyway because right. He's always talking. He was like, oh,
I
my God.
I always think of girls as being topless and boys
Wait,
as being
movie.
Shirtless.
No,
topless
he's topless.
Yeah.
With the amount of, like, middle-aged women screaming, he's topless.
He's, like, total cougar bait.
Fuck. He's really, really ugly, though.
Yeah.
His face is, like, straight up
he
Cro-Magnon
like
man.
He looks like he's constipated all the
but
time.
But then I will do movie again.
Twilight New Moon. Yeah. Yeah.
Part one?
No. There's only one of those.
Lock it in.
Movie.
Another Taylor Lautner movie.
Oh, there was one recently that came out that was
I know, and
terrible.
I'm trying to remember what it is. Oh,
I have an easy out, but I'm not in this round currently.
I'm going to call your bluff right off the bat because I can't think of anything.
Breaking Down Part 2. Bam!
Has it been released
yet?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Has it been released yet?
I thought there was another one left.
Nope.
If it's unreleased, then it doesn't count.
I thought
pretty sure
it's
been
time.
Released.
But you could have said.
I want to know what you could have said.
Valentine's Day.
Was that what it was?
What?
Came
well,
out
was
last
that,
year.
And then there was some really stupid one that involved a train or something. Yeah.
Actually, unless it's been released in the last 4 months. It has not come out. No, it will not come out until November.
Shit. No, now shit. I have to go through another wave of like some of my college friends.
New Moon.
Mm.
You missed your guess. God. So.
Man, yeah, that,
think of the other
that
one.
Was
what's
it.
The other one?
That was your.
No, I know, but what's the other one?
No, it's Breaking Dawn 1, which
right,
you covered
down one,
first.
Two, New Moon, the original Twilight, and then there was another one, isn't there?
Nope.
No.
That's it?
Twilight Eclipse?
Eclipse. That's what it was. God
oh,
damn it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I couldn't think of that third one.
Anyway, so where do we stand point wise?
Dan got that one.
Two.
Dan has two.
One.
Jack has
one. But it's about that time. I think we should do 2 points.
Cool.
Because it just worked out so right.
2-0.
So, Katie, we'll start with you. Do you have anything coming up in the next week and a half, starting on Friday, that you'd want to plug? Something that you're in or going to?
No, I really don't. Once again, I'm boring. Awesome. You can follow me on Twitter at capital C 80. No. Okay. In all seriousness.
Why don't
capital
you write it that way? That'd be awesome.
C80.
I bet that's been done.
Probably. It kind of seems obnoxious.
K80.
Or K80. Clever.
C80. Sadie.
That's
what it becomes.
Look at some
shade. But yes.
That's your new hip-hop name.
My hip-hop name is Shady.
Slim Katie.
Because I
oh, yeah.
Have
your middle
Shay,
name
yeah.
is Shay.
And yeah.
That works.
The end of Katie's T, yeah. Anyway, my Twitter is at Katie Shay, which is capital C-A-I-T-Y _ capital S-H-E-A.
There were two of them. See?
Yes. Awesome.
Or they were eyebrows. I don't know.
Perhaps.
But Jack Lobb, how about you?
Well, let's see.
Are you still selling that Strat?
Yeah, actually I am.
Craigslist?
Yeah, I do have a Craigslist ad going on right now. Unfortunately, I'm selling my best guitar to get some cash. Because I'm going back to school for music therapy, and I need a decent keyboard, which costs a pretty penny. So, I'm selling a 2010 American-made Fender Stratocaster. It's cream with a white cream body, white pickguard, and it's straight-up American-made. It's a great guitar. Just got that straight-up classic Strat tone. Selling it for $750. Comes with a hard shell case, stand, strap, cable, even some strings just for shits and giggles. So, if you want, you can give me a call at. If you want to pick up that guitar, it's delightful.
That sounds pretty.
Yeah, and I've also got. Let's see, it's May now. So, next month, I'll be playing again at Santorini's in Eden Prairie. One of the last shows of the Nonsense Doctors before our lead singer goes off and has a baby.
Okay.
So,
wowie,
come check it out. We'll bust your gut, melt your face, kick your ass, and take your names. Then you'll still want more at the end of the night. So,
I think one thing I'm going to do is probably bleep
sounds
out your phone
sexy.
Number so it's not circling around the internet for the rest of forever.
Okay,
but just
I
you
know
search
was
for American Stratocaster on Craigslist if you're in the Twin Cities area, and then
there we go.
Anyone who's willing to go that far probably won't be just to harass you.
Good point. Good point. I'm too trusting. Or just stupid.
I heard it. I was just like, that seems like a bad idea.
Good call. I'll trust your judgment on that one because I'm not too internet savvy with that stuff. So, but yeah, we got the show, got selling the guitar, and that's about it.
Cool. Madness this month is coming up. It's Tuesday, May 29th, and it's going to start at 7:30. And I've touched on it before as it's come around every month. It's a group of playwrights called the Unit Collective, and each one of them writes a short little 10-minute play, and they hand the scripts to the actors, and the actors do like a quick rehearsal, and then they do a performance script in hand the same night. And it's so much fun, and it's just like pure unadulterated theater, and it's Yeah, it's just great. And this month's theme, if I remember correctly, is cartoon characters all grown up. So, yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, so that's going to
be a cross-dresser.
So it looks like we're going to be taping on the 30th then, right?
That it certainly looks that way.
I will make sure to mark that on the calendar.
Yeah. Definitely check it out. And as always, I'm on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And I finally did tweet something recently. Go online to find out what it was. And now, Dan, what do you have?
I am not doing a lot, but I am going to try something. And I am going to report back on it once I actually do it, because I'm taking like my first legitimate day off in a while. And I am trying something called ear candling.
Is that where you...
My experience was not that great.
See, I've had friends in college who had fantastic experiences.
Ear candling?
Is it where they like wrap...
It made my ears really itchy.
Into your ears.
No, what they do is they put a candle, or at least as what I've interpreted, a hollowed out candle on your ear, and you know, lay sideways, and what happens is the hollowed out candle creates a vacuum that draws the wax out of your ear, supposedly.
Yeah.
And so...
No, it works. Totally got out there.
Based on the amount of headphones I wear, I figure it would just be smart for me to do that because it traps so much bacteria in your head if you keep headphones on a lot.
Yeah.
Which is...
Gross.
Something gross I'm just learning. So I am going to do that on a day off at Unwind Within in Minneapolis. So here's hoping that it's...
Unwind the bacteria from within your brain.
Oh.
I've heard it also clears up your sinuses, so I wouldn't mind that either.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So right. Here's hoping.
Best of luck.
So I'm going to try that out, and I will report back if Unwind Within is up to snuff. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, Whelan. But that's about it. But for the show, you can find us online by going to bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos, bonus tracks, other fun stuff, updates, any of the archived episodes, fun stuff. Under construction, but it'll be done soon. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for the podcast name, or by searching for our guests' names. So once again, you guys are iTunes searchable, which is always fun.
Yay. Something to put on the resume, as we've touched on before.
Exactly.
It's important.
You can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where you'll get updates about the website, as well as any postings, including pictures that we take during the night. So that's always exciting. You can find us on Foursquare by coming to the Frank Oz Memorial Studio and checking in. Or, like our mayor, hack it and check in from Stillwater whenever you want. Which is weird.
What?
Yeah, James is still the mayor, and he just checks in at random intervals.
Oh.
At random times. He is either he is a witch or he's hacking it.
Wow. That's fantastic.
But you can also find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
He's been hanging out in your pantry.
Which is why I keep having to buy pizzas. I just don't understand it. They keep disappearing.
Pizzas in the pantry.
It's that secret door you've got.
Oh yeah,
you gotta lock that up. You gotta lock that up, man.
The damn cabinet.
It's not safe. That's the mayor's entrance.
This is the presidential chamber.
Chamber.
I do keep my whiskey secrets in there, so it makes sense.
I'll put my basilisk in there.
I love Harry Potter pickup lines. They're so funny.
Yep. Basilisk in a chamber.
I've got
of
a whomping willow you can do.
Okay. Anyway. So, also, Buffering is now on Stitcher. Well, it has been for a while, but listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Yes, yes it is.
My bludgers.
Which, Stitcher now has social apps to the point where you can like something in your Stitcher account and it will show up online so that you can share your favorite tracks with other people, and I recommend it. because that's how I listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This one is your favorite track.
Yeah, I think it's through our recreation of Rejected. I'm pretty sure this will be. or at least I'll go through and I'm going to grab a lot of audio bites out of this thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God! Oh, you know the best one that we forgot? The baby falling down the stairs. Oh, I can't believe I forgot that one.
I was thinking about it, but how do you reproduce that with your voice?
By saying...
Well, no, it was like, oh, look, Poopy's taking your first step. And then there's that crowd, aww. And then just screaming and thumping.
Chwam?
No, thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will catch you next week.
Farewell.
Thank you. Goodbye.
With excitement, hey.
Goodbye. Say goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Have a good night. Or morning. Say I don't
goodbye,
know when
boys.
You're listening to
goodbye,
this.
Goodbye, boys.
Good night, John boy.
Bye-bye.